This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The weather is still dry down in South America, and that was not necessarily factored into the projections from the USDA. We'll have more right after this.
Every county fair has that special person or family. They are there before the gates open and long after the lights go out, helping families with projects and pitching in wherever they're needed, never asking for recognition. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, along with Wiffles Hybrids, is honoring them with the Heart of the County Fair Award. Six winners will be recognized locally and at the Iowa State Fair with a plaque, cash prize, VIP passes, and food coupons. Don't delay. Nominations are due June 1st. Visit iowaagnet.com to nominate today.
Despite weather concerns for the crops in Brazil, the USDA increased the crop projections for both Brazil and Argentina in the latest WASDE report. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said he was expecting to see a cut to the Brazil crop, which is still possible for the next WASDE report.
This kind of defies logic as far as what we thought we were going to see out of the corn side of things when it comes to Brazil. We thought we were going to be talking about a cut, and we weren't sure if it was going to be on this report or maybe the next report, because they were in the end of their pollination period the last time we talked, and so it's going to be hard to kind of make that determination as you're still finishing up.
McBride said the Brazilian forecast still contains plenty of dry weather.
They started their dry period about 4 weeks early, and that does actually continue as you look at the current forecast for the next 2 weeks. It is still dry in many of those same areas. Now, southern Brazil getting continued rain. We talked about that last week. There was some potential for maybe too much rain at that point. That could also be a hindrance to production for that corn crop. But overall, for right now, the USDA is kind of following suit with some of the analysts down in South America, saying that the corn is sizable at this point.
At the very least, the dry weather in South America is allowing for harvest progress to continue.
Just looking at the weather for the next 2 weeks, there should be no hiccups in Argentina from them continuing to pick up the pace on their corn and their bean harvest at this time of the year.
For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.